You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. As a phenomenon that is occurring in the body of Christ, I have heard people that will go and resign their job, sell their properties, and go to the bush. They are waiting for the coming of the Lord. I've heard people that, in fact, somebody called me and said that he was one of those that have neglected anything they were doing, neglected school, houses, and they are in the bush. They are being trained by man of God for the end time ministry and so on. And I was wondering that what kind of Christianity is this? Why are you going to sell everything and go to the bush? I've heard of even husbands who will just suddenly go and resign their jobs and then sit at home and be reading the Bible and say that that's what God wants them to do. And then the family will start suffering. And they will be so bent, they will say they heard the voice of God. You know, people are just lazy or just ignorant. And then they will affect other people's life who do not know about the voice that they claim to be hearing. But you see, we have the word of God. Jesus gave them 10 pounds and he said, occupy till I come. He didn't say, go and sleep till I come. You know, because sometimes when we talk about Jesus coming very soon, even the Bible gives us a sense that we should not lay hold to anything of this world. But it's not by that saying that we should not work, we should not be diligent, we should not be busy, as if we should just go and sit there in one room and be waiting for Jesus to come. That is not correct. If you read that passage in different versions, New King James says, do business till I come. The NIV says, put this money to work, he said, until I come. New Living Translation said, invest this for me while I am gone. Amplify says, and he said to them, do business with this until I return. Contemporary English Version says, use this to earn more money until I get back. The sense which we have from all of this scripture is that the Lord wants us to be meaningfully engaged. You see, he said, occupy for me. So you are not living for yourself. You are still living for Jesus. You are engaging for Jesus. There is nothing wrong that when the trumpet sound, it should meet you being engaged for Jesus, not sitting down idle somewhere. So Christianity is not about laziness. Following Jesus is not about quitting everything you are doing and say, I'm following Jesus. You see, people must learn to read the scriptures in the right context. Somebody will go and say, look at Peter. Oh, they forsook all and they followed Jesus. Say, look at Matthew. He was a tax collector. He forsook all and followed Jesus. And they say, that forsaking was literal. And it's true. It was literal. They forsook all and they followed Jesus. But are you then saying today that if I give my life to Jesus, I should quit my school, I should resign my job, and I should be doing what? Don't forget that in their time, Jesus was one individual walking physically on the face of the earth. There was no way they could follow him to learn of him without being with him. Today, he has sent another comforter who is not a physical person that we are following about, who is inside of us, wherever we are. And we saw that when the Holy Ghost came in Acts chapter 2, the church were not resigning their job to say they want to be following the disciples. So just imagine 5,000 people following Peter everywhere. Is it possible? So by the time they have 10,000 converts, Peter will be going about anywhere he goes with 10,000 converts, wife, children, all and on. But when you look at the scripture, you will see that people were meaningfully engaged. There was Luke, the physician. There was another lawyer. There were people, even Paul at some point had to walk. There was even a man that was called. So please, it's just laziness, it's just ignorance of the scripture. for you to say that, oh, Jesus has called us. Let's leave everything we are doing. Let's go to the bush. And believe it or not, people are doing it. The person who spoke to me was in the bush. They sold everything and went to the bush. I'm like, this is not Christianity. Let me even tell you something. You see, the life of Jesus must be lived among men. It's not a life that must be lived in the bush. You see, Jesus has two aspects to his life. His living life and his ministry life. For 30 years, Jesus lived. And they found no fault. There was no time when he began to preach. Nobody could point to him and say, was it this man that has been sleeping with all our young girls because he is handsome? Is it this man? Nobody said that to Jesus. Nobody said, was it this man that worked with me? No, he was dubious. Nobody said, was it this man? All the work I brought to their carpentry workshop, he never fixed anything. He only knows about how to collect money. Nobody accused Jesus of that. Why? He lived the life of God among the people. Jesus didn't go to the wilderness to go and live. He lived among men. He became flesh and dwells among us. He didn't dwell in the bush, brethren. Jesus, he became flesh and dwells among us. And we saw him, we touch him, we handle him. Let people touch you. Let them handle you. Let them offend you. Let them provoke you. Let them bless you. Let people see the life of Jesus in you. Don't go to the bush. These are satanic doctrines. This have nothing to do with the gospel of Jesus. He said, occupy till I come. He didn't say go and lazy around. And do you know the shameful thing? You will now see a lot of these people. They will now be begging people, be writing people. You just suddenly see one email. You just see one messenger, one message on WhatsApp. Numbers that you don't know. Please, we are doing something for God. We just want you to support. You are disgracing the name of Christ. Our Father is not a beggar. It's not a beggar. You are not the only one who wants to do ministry. Some people have been doing ministry before you. And some people are doing ministry. And they are not going about begging people. How come it is you writing people on Facebook, begging them, strangers that you don't know, just disturbing people up and down? If those people were not working, where do you want them to get the money to give to you? You see, what they call full-time ministry, I believe that a Christian must be full-time. Whether you are a nurse, a doctor, you are a pastor or a teacher, we serve Jesus full time. But in times of ministerial activities, it should be the ministry, in most cases, that should grow us out of our job. It's not that you just wake up and say, I'm resigning my job. A time will come when it will be so obvious to you that you can no longer combine your job and ministry. A time came for me when I realized that. I had known since 1996 that I was going to be in the ministry. But I worked and I didn't leave my job, I think, until 2023. Can you imagine? 1996 to 2023. It was in 2023 I realized that I could no longer combine my job with the ministry work. And I know which one to choose. There is no need to even think about it. So I had to resign my job and face ministry squarely. And God has been faithful. He has proven time and time again that it was He who said it is now time to leave. And I can even tell you that I work more now than when I was even doing a government job. So please, brethren, occupy till He comes. Be engaging for Jesus till He comes. Be striving for the name of Christ. Occupy for Him. Note that He invested something in you. That's what He wants you to invest back. That which Jesus had given to you, use it for His glory. Use it for His name. That opportunity that Jesus has placed in your hand, occupy with it. Do business with it for the name of Christ. God is looking for people that will invest just for His kingdom. And say, I'm doing this business just for the kingdom of Christ. I'm doing this career, this work, just for Jesus. Because Jesus is the one who has given it to me. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.